Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dan Glandon, owner of Skunk River Arms, who has been equipping Keokuk County schools with tactical flashlights for classroom security. What is the purpose of the tactical flashlights?
Well, the purpose is to protect kids and protect teachers in the classroom, and it becomes an addition to the training that the teachers and the students have already received in protecting themselves against an intruder.
Prior to kind of issuing them to schools, what are tactical flashlights typically used for?
Essentially the same thing that I'm suggesting that they're used for. Law enforcement officers have carried them for many years. A lot of people that defend their own home and themselves have tactical flashlights actually attached to their firearms. They're used for the same thing. We also sell the same tactical lights to kids that are going off to college and not old enough to have a handgun, or people that are working in a place that can't have a handgun because of laws.
And for those who might not be familiar, what makes these kind of flashlights different than your average flashlight?
The lights that we use are a very bright light that's easy to operate. It has a strobe function to it. It's also got other functions that help out in the classroom also in case of power outages. It works as a normal flashlight. But these have a very powerful strobe function that forces almost everyone. I've never seen anyone that I demonstrate the light to that doesn't turn away from the light. It forces them to take their eyes off of a target. It forces them to essentially to go find an easier target. They just can't see, they can't aim, they can't do anything with it there. And also it's got a tactical ring on the end of the flashlight that can be used for defense also, just a metal ring.
And when did you start issuing flashlights to schools?
I had to look back on that here just not too long ago. It was just over a year and a half ago is when I started doing
it. Why are you doing this mission to equip schools with flashlights?
Mainly because the laws are such that we can't arm school teachers, and there's a huge debate on that anyhow, of course. I know there's better answers out there to help the schools. A lot of school teachers wouldn't even carry if they were allowed to, which is probably a good thing in my book. But the tactical flashlights, it's just something, the way I came up with it is I was in law enforcement, realized that it's a tool that can be used along with the same training that they're already receiving. The schools usually receive ALICE-type training. And these fall right in line with that. They don't have to change any of their training they've already received.
Are you supplying these flashlights for free to schools?
Yes.
I guess I wonder how you can afford to do that.
Well, basically what I do is the largest portion of the money comes from classes I teach, concealed carry classes. Every penny of our concealed carry classes goes to fund this program. My basic shooting classes and my defensive shooting classes that I teach, also all that money goes to this program. And then I take money out of pocket to make up the difference. I've had one business, Holland Coble Funeral Home, that actually donated all the lights for one entire school. So I've got one business that has stepped forward to help out with this.
And how do you think having tactical flashlights in the classroom, how do you think that will increase school safety or mitigate the risk of having school shooters?
Well, my personal belief on this is the guns have to be kept out of the school to begin with. Once a gun's entered the school, the teachers are truly in a defensive posture. And these tactical strobe lights, as I said, the classrooms, the training they've already received, the classroom should be darkened. And with a darkened room, someone walks in, along with the other training that the teachers and children have received, this tactical flashlight will truly blind the assailant to where other steps can be taken as, you know, that they were trained on.
The schools that you've been giving flashlights to, have you trained them, the staff and administration, on how to properly use them?
Absolutely. Every time we donate to a school, I personally go to the school. I always invite law enforcement with me. There's always a person in uniform there that can back up or answer any questions. But, yes, we provide the training for free also.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Dan Glandon of Skunk River Arms, who has been equipping Keokuk County schools with tactical flashlights for classroom security. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.